The Janesville-based group Church's Center for Land and People has been organizing indoor farmers markets for the last 5 winters. The group says it's a way for farmers to keep some income coming in and for customers to get Wisconsin-grown or made food during cold weather. This year, the economic climate is also very cold. Church's Center director Tony Enns says some of the farmers he works with are being affected.
A lot of them are, particularly in the open-air farmers markets that I have seen, are hurting. They're not realizing the gains that they were in recent years from trying to satisfy consumers with the kinds of things that they want: safety, quality, sustainable farming practices, organic practices close to home.
Enns also says farmers dealt with high fuel prices during most of the growing season and fear gas prices will rise again by the spring. Enns acknowledges that the rising unemployment rate also pinches many food consumers. So he says some farmers markets also serve a low-cost meal.
It features all Wisconsin and regional food, and it costs no more than someone would pay at a fast food restaurant for a family of four.
The first winter market is tomorrow in Wauwatosa. Other events are scheduled in Janesville and Madison over the next few months. The Wisconsin Farmers Union gave Enns' group a grant to expand its efforts in central and southeast Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.